Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the fourth wide line. Amrav Chizda, La'olam Yashkim Adam Lo'itzah Shabbos. A person should always get up early on Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos, to do a Shabbos shopping. Shenemar, as the pasuk says regarding collecting the man, V'hoyu B'yoyim Hashishi, it was on the sixth day, was on Erev Shabbos, V'chinu Esheshi Yaviyu, and they prepared what they brought in the man, L'altar, it means immediately. So the Mepharshim say, what's Pshat L'Olam, always? So they explain that even on the long Fridays in the summer, a person should not say, the day is long enough, I don't have to get up early to prepare for Shabbos, says the Gemara L'Olam, on all Fridays of the year, even in the summer. So Rashi says, how do we learn this halacha from this pasuk? Because since the pasuk is speaking about collecting the man, which was done early in the morning, and the pasuk says v'echinu at the same time they prepared, so we say the preparation for Shabbos is done at the same time as the collection of the man, which was early in the morning. The Ran says, we learn from the word v'hoya, from as soon as the day became, as soon as the day begins, Friday, that's when you start preparing for Shabbos. And that's the halacha, that we should start preparing for Erev Shabbos even on Friday. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens that even though usually the halacha is that before davening, one should not do anything, but if it's a situation that if somebody will wait till after davening to go shopping, he may not be able to find what he needs to cover Shabbos, then the halacha is he could go even before davening to buy l'kavod Shabbos. Amar Rab Abba, b'Shabbos chayiv adam liftzoya al shtei kikros. On Shabbos, a person has to break bread on two loaves. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, lecha mishna, a double portion. Amar Rav Ashi, chazin alei Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, did not getarti, he taka two chalavs, a batzachad, but he would only cut one. It says only that you should cut, you should collect two, but cut, you only have to cut one. And there's a machlokes rishonim, if this is midaraisa, this chiv of lechem mishna is midaraisa midrabbanan. The Taz says it's a chiv deraisa, however the Bi'al Locha says the roif poiskim hold that it's drabbanan. The Chasam Sofer says midaraisa, it would be enough just to take more than one. It would be enough to take a challah and a half. The Rabbanan were the one that said that you have to take two challahs. It's interesting that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that this halacha of two challahs is not only relevant to the challahs. Let's say he says somebody's making kiddush Shabbos by day and is only going to eat mezoinus after the kiddush, so he should take two cookies or two pieces of cake also with him by the kiddush, because that's the inyan of lecha mishna. The Michas Yitzchak quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and he says that a person should not do it on the place where people will not understand what he's doing. Also the halacha is that how should a person do lecha mishna? So it says that by night he should take the two challahs, put one on top of the other, and cut the lower one. By day he should put the two challahs next to each other and cut the one to the right. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira have a batza kula shirosa. Rav Zeira would cut a piece of challah which was large enough for the whole meal. Amalei Ravina Larvashi, so Ravina said to Ravashi, v'mechzi krav sanusa, it looks like a person needs to eat a lot, that he cuts himself such a large slice of challah. Amalei, kivin dekol yoyim loyavid, since every day of the week I don't act this way, v'idna hu dekavid, it's only Shabbos that I act this way, l'mechzi krav sanusa, it doesn't look like I'm doing it because I need to eat a lot, because I'm only doing it on Shabbos. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rashba learns the Gemara that what he did was that Rav Zeira is arguing with Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said you should take two, and cut only one. And he says that he cut both all the chalas. And in fact, the Pais can bring down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the many Gedolei Yisrael used to cut all of the chalas that they had in front of them for Lechem Mishnah. Now there's another shaila regarding this. Some Paiskin Paskin that since everybody sitting by the Shabbos table has a chiv of Lechem Mishnah, so the only way, if they don't have their own Lechem Mishnah in front of them, the only way they could be Yoytzi the mitzvah is that they should hear the bracha of Hamoytzi from the Balabayis who has Lechem Mishnah, and with that they'll be Yoytzi the bracha, they'll be Yoytzi the chiv of Lechem Mishnah from all of them, for each one of them. But that would require that they don't make their own brachas Hamoytzi, because otherwise they have no connection to the Balabayis. The Devar Chaim says that no, it's enough if the Balabayis opens up Lechem Mishnah, and since at the table that we're sitting there is Lechem Mishnah, even though I personally did not make a bracha on the Lechem Mishnah, I made a bracha only a single challah, it's good enough. Rav Amir of Asi, Kimikl lifted the Aruva. Rav Amir of Asi, when the bread of Erev Chatzeres was left in their home, we know, we spoke about many times, that Erev Chatzeres is if people living in one home want to be able to carry into the courtyard, they made Erev Chatzeres where each one of them deposited or contributed to bread that was left in one apartment. And the halach is that as long as the Erev was in existence by Ben Ashmashes, that Erev is halachically valid and it could be eaten on Shabbos. So if they had the Erev in their house, Sharelai, that would be the bread that they were used to make the Hamoitzi. Amri, they would say, Harvus Avba Chod Mitzvah, since one mitzvah was done on it, let another mitzvah be done also. And the Mefarshim ask, I, we know that there's a halacha of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, that we shouldn't do many mitzvahs together. So the Miri answer that's only if you're doing two mitzvahs on one item at the exact same time. Here the Erev was made on Friday afternoon. Lechem Mishnah is being used on Friday night. So therefore, there's no problem of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Others say that this Erev wasn't used on Friday night. They would use it only Shabbos by day. And this is the makar, that if something was used for a mitzvah, it should be again used for a mitzvah. That's why the Paiskim say that if somebody had two challahs for Lechem Mishnah on Friday night, and he only opened one, as Al Minig generally is, and he put the other one away, he should use that challah again Shabbos morning, because that challah, one mitzvah was done with it, it was used for Lechem Mishnah on Friday night, it should again be used in the morning. And this is also the makar for Minig, that we use the lulav to burn the chametz, others use the hoshanis to heat the oven in which they bake matzahs, others use the leftover hadassim from the adalaminim for besamim matzoi Shabbos, or because of what we just learned, hoyvus avid ba'achad mitzvah, if one mitzvah was done, yisayah ba'mitzvah chrina, another mitzvah should be done again. Ketzatz, we learned in the Mishnah, nafal delek, if there's a fire, you could save a certain amount of meals. How many meals does somebody have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. Three. One at night and two during the day. Rav Chitka Amar, Arba, all together four. And Ben Ish Chai says, why does the Gemara say it in this lashon? Question and answer, how many sudas? And the Gemara answers three. The Gemara should have just said, Chayiv Adam Lechel, Shalosh sudas. A person has to eat three meals. So the Ben Ish Chai says, because what the Gemara is teaching us is that kama sudas chayiv adam lechel, how many sudas do you have to eat? Shalosh, you have to eat all three. And if somebody doesn't eat three, he has not been mekayim the mitzvah at all. It's not that he did partial mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you have to eat three, according to Rav Chitka 4. Amar Rav Yochanan, v'shnei mikra ocha darsha. They both learned this from the same pasuk, because it says, v'yoyim emayshe, ichlu ayoyim, eat the mantarei, kishavis ayoyim la'ashem, Hayoyim lam susu b'sudah, today you won't find in the field. Rav Chitka savahani tlosa hayoyim, so it says three times the word hayoyim in this pasuk, levad me'urta, excluding the Friday night meal. For Rabbanan Savri, it says three times Hayoim Behadad Urta, which includes the Friday night meal too. The Mefarshim say, it's interesting, the Ostritz says this. It says V'yoyim Mashichlu Hayoim Kishabes Hayoim LaHashem. So the two Hayoims go together on Achila. And the third Hayoim, Hayoim LaHashem Tzobah Soda, doesn't refer to the word Achila. So he says, this is the makar why people say that for Shal Shudus you don't have to eat bread. Only by the first two meals does it say the word Achila, not regarding the other meal. According to many Paiskim, you do have to eat bread even by Shal Shudus, and that's certainly L'chatchila. How do they explain the Pasuk? They say the first two meals have a chiv to make Kiddush, and the third meal you don't have to make Kiddush. Tanan, we learned that our mission enough is like Valei L'Shabbos. If there's a fire that broke out on Friday night, Metzil and Mazen Shalosh Shudus, we save enough for three meals. My love, the Loyochel. It means that he hasn't eaten any meals yet. And even though he hasn't eaten any meals, that's when he should save three. So you only have to eat three meals. Says the Maloy, the Ochel. It's talking that he already ate the Friday night meal. And that's why it's like Rav Chitka that he has a chiv to eat three more meals for a total of four. It continued our Mishnah saying, Shachris, Matzilim, Mazen, Shtei Sudus. If in the morning you have to save two meals. Again, my lav, the loyachal. Isn't it meaning that he didn't eat at all today, so he only has two more left? Loyachal, he ate already one meal, so he had two meals eaten this Shabbos, and he has two more to go, according to Rav Chitka. But Minchit says, Matzilim, Mazen, Shuda Achas. That by Minchit, he saved one meal. My lav, the loyachal, he didn't eat yet Shal Shudus, and he only has to do the third meal. Loyachal, he already ate three meals, but he still needs to save one more meal, says Rav Chitka, for the fourth meal. Ask the Gemara for Midik Tony Seif. It said at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Oyma La Oyla Matzilim Mazen Shalosh Shudus. We always have to save three meals, and the only reason Tana Kama disagrees with Rabbi Yosi is because he already might have eaten the meals. But in the number three, there doesn't seem to be a disagreement. Mechlal the Tana Kama Sava Shalosh Sfira. It seems that everybody agrees you need three meals. Al Machvat Masnis and the like Rav Chitka. It must be that our Mishnah doesn't agree with Rav Chitka. So we have here that we have to eat Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos. Now there's a question if women are also mechuyev to eat Shalosh Sudas. The Rebbe Tam says that women are mechuyev to eat Shalosh Sudas because af hein oyu b'oysa nes. We have a concept on Halacha, they were in the same nes. The meals on Shabbos come from mon, and women also obviously had the mon. The Rabban says a different reason. Since in all halachas of Shabbos, men and women are equal, because we learn Zoch v'shama, Kosh yeshna v'shmira, whoever has the chiv not to be mechal Shabbos, which of course applies to women, yeshna v'shira has all the other halachas, so women are mechuyev in Shalosh Shudas. It could be that the machlokes of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban really is a much more fundamental machlokes. Because there's another shaila. If this halacha of Shalosh Shudas, is that a halacha midaraisa, or is it only midrabbonim? So it's a machlokes harishonim already. It's perhaps like this. The Rabbeinu Tam says that why do women have to eat Shalosh Shudas? Sh'af hein hoyu be'oysa hanes. The concept of af hein hoyu be'oysa hanes is only used by mitzvahs drabonim. We use it by Chanukah, we use it by Megillah, we use it by Dalet Kaisis. So it must be that the Ramban holds that Shalosh Shudas also is only a chiyum of drabonim. However, the Ramban, who says the reason women are mechuyev in Shalosh Shudas is because it's din in Hilchos Shabbos, so then he would hold that it would be a deraisa. The question is, no matter if it's a deraisa or a drabonim, why don't we make a brocha for Shalosh Shudas? So the Paiskim say that the only time a bracha can be made on a mitzvah is when you're going to do when you can do the entire mitzvah at the same time. Here, since one can't do the entire mitzvah at the same time, you have to eat the three meals over three different times during the Shabbos, that's why you don't make a bracha. Just like by the Dal Kaisis, we don't make a bracha on each one of the Kaisis for the bracha of the Chi of Dal Kaisis, because you don't drink all four cups of wine at the same time. Now, Tosfos points out here an interesting halacha. Tosfos says, since the Mishnah says, the mincha Matzilim Mazon Suda Achas, that the time for Shalosh Shudas is in the afternoon. And not what he says certain people used to do, was take the Shabbos morning meal and divide it into two. Shalosh Shudas should be eaten in the afternoon. Furthermore, Taisa says, there's another reason not to do that, of just taking a meal, eat part of the meal, bench, and then wash again and eat the rest of the meal, because it's a bracha shen etzricha. You're benching and making a new hamotzi for no reason. You should have just eaten straight. Of course, the Paiskim say, when there is no other option, like when Shabbos is an Erev Yontif and you're not allowed to wash late in the afternoon, then it would not be an issue of bracha shen etzricha, and then you could eat Shalosh Shudas in the morning. Otherwise, the time for Shalosh Shudas is in the afternoon. Continues the Gemara. But before we go into the Gemara, let's familiarize ourselves with two concepts. One is a concept called Tamchui, which was the community food soup kitchen, where people who didn't have food would come every day to get two meals. The Kupa was a charity fund where people who didn't have a certain amount of money, which we'll discuss soon, would get meals for an entire week. Ask the Gemara, V'hodot Nan, we learned the Mishnah in Masech Tepeya. Mishesh le'mozen shtei sudas, if somebody has enough for two meals, lo'yitim in a tamchi, doesn't get from the soup kitchen. Mozen abe osir, if he doesn't have 40 meals, lo'yitim in a kupa, he doesn't take from the charity banks, because if he has 40 meals, he has enough for the whole week. Mani, ask the Gemara, which Tana from the Tanoim that we just discussed will be able to agree with this? Loi Rabbonin for Loi Rab Chitka. It can't work now with Rabbonin, now with Rab Chitka. Because Rabbonin, if according to Rabbonin, Chamisra Havyin, you should eat 50 meals during the week. 6 times 2 for the weekdays, plus 3 for Shabbos, equal 15. Rab Chitka, according to Rab Chitka, Shitzara Havyin, you should have to eat 60 meals, 12 for the weekdays, plus 4 for Shabbos. It's interesting. Rashi says that if the person doesn't have 12 meals, he should not take from the tamchui. Now, asks Rav Moshe in the Tshuvas, even if he doesn't have 30 meals, he shouldn't take. He should be able to take from the tamchui. Why is it only if he doesn't have enough for 12 meals? So Rav Moshe says, very nice. If somebody has 13 meals, so he has enough to make him through, take him from Friday morning through Thursday night. He doesn't have enough for the Friday meal, but next Friday they're giving out from the Tamchui again, so he'll get for the Tamchui meal on Friday morning. Only if he doesn't have 12 meals, so he doesn't even have enough for supper Thursday night, then may he take from the Tamchui. But we're back to where we started. Where's the number 14? Where's the number 14? It should be 15 and 16. It says the Gemara, Loyal and Rabbanan, the Mishnah is going to work with Rabbanan. The meal we tell my the boy lemech bafuki shapsa. The meal that you really usually eat Saturday night, matzoi Shabbos, achle b'shapsa, eaten on Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas. Ask the Gemara, lema Rabbanan and he v'leir of chitka. Does that mean that this Mishnah is going to Rabbanan, not according to chitka? Says the Gemara, a filo tam rav chitka. It could go even kointer rav chitka. Damirle, we tell the person who's coming to take from the fund, my the boys lemecha b'mal shaps, the meal you're going to eat Friday morning, achle lurta, push it off to Friday night. Ask the Gemara, the kula yoim the mal shaps with tainus mesfinale. Does that mean that we should tell this person that he shouldn't eat all day Friday? According to the way we're explaining, he has to take his Friday day meal and push it off to Friday night, so he should have enough for 4 meals over Shabbos, but that means he'll be fasting all of Erev Shabbos. El Hamani Rav Akiva hi. It must be, it's going according to Rav Akiva. Do Masei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Lebrius. What that means is like this. It could be that the Mishnah is going both according to Rav Chitka and according to Rabbanan. And Enoch Hanami, on Shabbos you have to eat either 3 meals or 4 meals. However, here where there's an option either to avoid having to take tzedaka or to eat extra meals, tells us the Mishnah, don't take tzedaka, asei Shabbat Chachol, make your Shabbos like the weekdays where you eat only 2 meals, v'al tetzarech lebrius, and don't take tzedaka. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is the halacha. He says like this, a person who, Baruch Shem, could afford, should make Shabbos as beautiful as possible, and and on Shabbos eat as many good things as he can. If a person is not wealthy, he should on Shabbos eat, he should try to skimp on during the week, and on Shabbos take and take on Shabbos and have a little extra. However, it's better not to take tzedakah, even if it means not to use Shabbos and have extra meals. But however, if somebody's already taking from tzedakah, then the halacha is we give him enough for three meals on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham also says a very interesting thing. He says, why, if this person has two meals for Shabbos anyway, why don't we just tell him, take the two meals and divide it to have three meals, and you'll have no problem. So Magen Avraham says, from here we see that if a person has a choice of eating two full meals on Shabbos, or three meals, each meal being too small, he should rather eat two full meals. Each meal should be a geshmak meal, and the third meal he should forego. Now, Tosfos asks that the Gemara says regarding somebody spending money for Shabbos, levu alai v'ani pareya, borrow and I will pay back. So why is there an inyan of asei Shabbat chachoil? V'al tetzarech lebriyos, don't take tzedakah for Shabbos. Doesn't the Gemara say borrow and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back? So the Teres Zakenim answers that when is that relevant? It's only that Gemara of Luva Alai V'Ani Pareya is talking to a person who has a source of income. Right now he's strapped for cash. For that we say Luva Alai V'Ani Pareya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says borrow and I'll pay back. But if a person doesn't seem to have any means of income, then there is no halacha of luva anai v'ani pareya. The Sfarim say, "Asei Shabbat chachol v'al tetzarech lebrius," is that like this. We know that Beis Shammai says that mechad l'shabbos l'shabbos. From the beginning of the week, a person should prepare for Shabbos. That means if he finds anything nice, he should put it away for Shabbos, and that's how he should spend the whole week. Asei Shabbat chachol. If you make your Shabbos from the chol, from the weekday, your whole week, every day you're busy preparing for Shabbos, what will be the bracha? After tztaruch lebriyos, you will never have to come on to other people, you will always have panos b'Shabbos. Ask the Gemara of Ahadat Nan, we learned in another part of the Mishnah there, Masech the Peah, and Poichsin la'ani ha'oivim mokla mokam, we do not give to a poor person who's traveling from city to city, mikika b'punyin, a loaf of bread, be'abasan betzela, the cost a punyan when four saws of flour cost a seller. Lon, if he stays overnight, noson panosus lila, we give him enough for night lodging. We'll explain that soon. Vim shavas, if he spends the Shabbos in the city, noson mozen shalos sudas, we give him enough for three meals. That means normally kika b'punyan ma'aben son betzela is enough for two meals. Here we give him three meals. Leim Rabbanan Hivalei Rav Chitka. For Shabbos it says we should give him for three meals, not four meals. Isn't that Rabbanan, not Rav Chitka? So we have a raya against Rav Chitka. It says the Gemara Loyalam Rav Chitka. The Mishnah can be explained according to Rav Chitka. Kegoin Dikas Suda Bahadei. It's talking a case where somebody has a meal with him anyway. The Mirlei Had Ika Bahadach Achle. Eat off the meal that you have with you, and like that you have three meals. Ask the Gemara if he also will recognize it, but if he's going to eat up the one meal that he has with him, he's going to end up not having anything to take along. Says the Gemara, the Malvinan le Suda Bahadei. We give him a meal when he leaves, before he's ready to leave on Sunday morning, we give him another meal. Ask the Gemara, my panosus lila, what does it mean, provisions for night lodging? Amrafuna pura besadya, a bed and pillow. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ka'arish Ochman Arvis, plates from what which somebody ate from on Friday night, Medichan Lechel Ben Shachris, he could wash them to eat from them in the morning. Shachris, the plates he used in the morning, Medichan Lechel Ben Tzarayim, he could wash to eat in the afternoon. But Tzarayim, the meal he ate in the afternoon, Medichan Lechel Ben Mincha, he could use them to eat in the afternoon after Mincha. However, when in the Mincha Ve'elach, after the Mincha, Shuvei Medich. He shouldn't wash his plates because they're not going to be used anymore for Shabbos. And Rashi says, so washing them would be considered hachana, preparing for Shabbos, for on Shabbos, for after Shabbos. Avakoses v'kitoynis etzluchios, but cups, drinking ladles, and pitchers, medif oil kol yom kol, he could wash all day. A person always needs to drink. And this is the halacha, a person not supposed to wash the dishes on Shabbos to have them for after Shabbos. And that includes Friday night. If a person on Friday night knows that he will not be home Shabbos by day, so he doesn't need those eating utensils, he has no right to wash them. But it's very interesting tshuva I saw. What's the halacha of somebody in a hospital or in a health or any such place where there are regulations regarding sanitation that all dishes have to be washed? May they be washed Shabbos afternoon, even though those plates will no longer be used on Shabbos. So the Paiskim say, since the purpose of washing those plates is not as a preparation for after Shabbos, it's only for sanitary purposes, that's why the halacha is you may wash such plates. Similarly, there's a marshag that says that let's say somebody finished Shal Shudas or finished Shabbos by lunch and doesn't need flesh plates anymore, but he wants to wash them because the mess in the house disturbs him and he doesn't want his house to look unkempt on Shabbos, he may wash the plates, because the only reason you're not allowed to wash the plates is because of Achana. Here there's no problem with Achana. Ramosha brings a raya from this Gemara that you're allowed to wash fruit and plates, and it's not considered boiru, because the only problem Gemara is saying is a problem of achana. If cleaning off dirty plates or fruit would be considered boiru, you should not be allowed to wash them under such circumstances. Taisa says that Taisa lefish ein kfar l'shtia, that if a person goes to sleep the night before a fast with the intention of fasting the next day, usually he's not allowed to eat anymore unless he makes the tanai that he will still eat in the morning. But drinking, he doesn't have to make a tanai, because lefish ein kfar l'shtia, drinking goes automatically. Whoever fulfills the three meals on Shabbos, nitzum shalosh peronis, he will be saved from three punishments. Mechevle Mashiach, the punishment, the tzaros that will come to the world before Mashiach comes. Medina shel Gehenem, from Gehenem. Mechemes Gog Magog, from the Mechama of Gog Magog. Mechevle shel Mashiach, ksiv hocha yoyim, it says here the day yoyim. Ksiv hina enoch l'shalech l'chem es aliyah, no l'fnei bo yoyim. I'm sending aliyah before the great day. Medina shiganem ksiv hocha yoyim, ksiv hosam, it says the yoyim evra yoyim ahu, of day of anger. Whenever it says evra, it means gehenim. Mechemes goy gemogog, ksiv hocha yoyim, ksiv hosam, hinei ba yoyim gog. Omar, Rav Yochim Mishin Rav Yossi, kol ma'anik is a Shabbos, whoever delights in Shabbos, nois loy nachle b'nei mitzorim, he will get a boundless inheritance. Shnem os tisanig al Hashem, if you will enjoy Shabbos, v'kafticha abom se'aretz, I will take you on the heights of the world, v'chalticha nachlas Yaakov avichon, I will give you from the inheritance of your father Yaakov. Says the Gemara, like Avram shekos b'kumis alach b'aretz l'och v'l'roch boy, not like Avram Avinu who had said that he should go through Eretz Yisrael through its length or through its width, limited. The like Yitzchak shekos by ki lezaracha etenis kolaratus ael, I will give him these specific lands. El kiyakov shekos by foras the yom of a kedmat tzfoin of a nekba, that he will have the whole world from north to south, to east to west. So the Sfas Emes explains why did somebody get such a schar? Because just as he spends his funds for Shabbos without restraint, so to Hashem will give him an inheritance without any restrictions. There's a beautiful vort from the Kedusha Tzion. The Gemara says later on in Daf Kuf Nun, there was a chassid whose gate opened up on Shabbos, and he wanted to fix it. Then he remembered it was Shabbos, and he didn't. And the tremendous neis happened to him that a tree grew, and from that tree he and his children and his grandchildren had parnasa. So he says that's pshat. Call him anikas a Shabbos, that he does Shabbos as it's supposed to be done. As nois loinachle, he will have plenty parnasa. Believe mitzarim, even though he didn't make a gate, which he wanted to do, he will have this tremendous schar. The Kedushas Levi says kol ma'anikas haShabbos means kol ma'anikas haShabbos. His kavona is to be ma'anik the Shabbos. He wants to make Shabbos special. That's when he gets the schar. His kavona is not for himself; it's for Shabbos. The Shem Shmuel says kol ma'anikas haShabbos. Says the Gemara, right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Nitzel Meshibit Golius. He will be saved from Golus. Ksev Hachav Kifticha Bamsei Oretz. I will take him in the heights of the world. Ksev Hosav Atah Bamsei Meturach. You will be able to trample all the Rishoyim when Mashiach comes. Again, this forum explained, he accepted the yoke of Shabbos, so the yoke of nations will be taken away from him. Amar Yudah Marav, Kol Ma'anik Shabbos, Nois Noi Mishal Sliboy. Whoever delights in Shabbos will get whatever he wishes. Shenem V'Sa'anig Al Hashem, V'Yitain L'cho Mishalis Lipcha. If you take delight in Hashem, He will give you whatever you wish. Oinig Zeh Einim Miyidei Manu. But I don't know what Oinig is referring to. Sh'oim V'Karos L'Shabbos Oinig. When the Pasuk says, you will call Shabbos, have Oimer Zeh Einig Shabbos, it's referring to Oinig Shabbos. The Mama Angoy, how do you delight on it? Rabbi Huda, Bredra, Shmu, Bashes, Mishmei, the Ravama, Betashel, Shatardin, a dish of cooked beets, the dog and gdolim, large fish, the rush of shuman, and the cloves of garlic. Rachia, Barashi, Omarav, a field of it, Muad, even if it's a small amount, it'll cover Shabbos, so somebody does it for Shabbos, Hareza, Oinig, that's considered Oinig. Mahi, what does that mean? Amrapapa, Kastahasana. Kastahasana was such small fish. The Shema Shmuel says, "Kol Ma'anik is a Shabbos. Whoever enjoys and treats Shabbos properly, Noisle Mishalas Liboy, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives him the heart to know what to ask for, to realize what's important, and to daven for that." Now, here in the Gemara, we just finished learning that in Shabbos there's a chiyuv of Oinig Shabbos. There's a Shaila, is there a chiyuv of Simcha on Shabbos? Is there only a chiyuv of Oinig? Our Gemara says that it's specifically a chiyuv of Oinig, not of Simcha. Yontif, there's a chiyuv of Simcha. Shabbos, there's a chiyuv of Oinig. And we'll just say two nafkaminas la'alocha. One is something we had recently. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and Shabbos afternoon, there was a Shaila if you're allowed to learn Torah. Many Paiskim say you're not allowed to learn Torah. Why? Because Torah is Simcha. But if on Shabbos there would be a Chiv of Simcha, then we should be allowed to learn, because the Chiv of Simcha Shabbos should supersede Tisha B'Av. It must be that on Shabbos there's only Oinig, not Shabbos. On the other hand, on Yontiv, with a Simcha, we have to learn Torah. That's why the halach is that if somebody enjoys not eating, if somebody's fasting is something, an enjoyment to him, then the halach is that he doesn't have to eat, because Simcha tells you that you have to eat. Oinik tells you have to enjoy. Whatever you enjoy is good enough. Amrav Chibar Abba Amrav Yochan. Kol Mishabbos Kol Shabbos Kol Chosai. Whoever is Mishabbos Shabbos according to Halacha, afil oivin avodah zarah kedar enosh, even if he serves avodah zarah like Enosh, who was the first person to serve avodah zarah, so especially problematic, he was the first person that brought avodah zarah to the world, Michael Lang is forgiven. Shinema Ashri Enosh Yasazois Mechaloi. Atek Mechaloi Ela Mocholoi. He will be forgiven. Ask the Taz, what's going on here? If he did tshuva for his other averus, so he's about tshuva, no problem. If he didn't do tshuva, so just because he was shoyim Shabbos, that's why he has no problem. So the Taz says that there's certain averus that tshuva doesn't help, as the Gemara in Yom explains, like chilah Hashem. Says the Taz, that let's say this person did tshuva, And on top of doing the tshuva, he's also a person who is a Shoyim Shabbos, that even for such averis, he will have a mechila. Amar Yehuda Marav, Emolei Shom Yisrael Shabbos Roshoina, Hakla Yisrael Min Shem the first Shabbos, LaShot Mem Umvaloshin, no race or nation could have started up with them. Shnem Vayibi Yom Hashivi, it was in the first Shabbos, and it was on Shabbos, Yotzman Am Lakoit, they went to collect the mon, even though on Shabbos, not, they weren't supposed to. Sibesrei, what came right after was Vayov Am Malik. If Klal Yisrael were to be shown with two Shabbosos, Kol Chosam it's supposed to be miyad nigolim. Shenemar koyash amar Hashem l'sarisim. So says Hashem regarding the people sheishmer shabbosai, two Shabbosos, because it's Lashon Rabbim. The Lashon Rabbim, the minimum plural is two. Sibas rei vaveisem al har kachi. I will bring them to my Beis Hamikdash. To Mizbeach. Why two Shabbosos? So the Sfasemis explains like this. The week depends on how Shabbos looks. And Shabbos depends on how the week looks. So if somebody will be Shomer the first Shabbos, then the following week will be a good week, because he had a right Shabbos before it. And then the good week will be Mashpia, that the Shabbos afterwards will be a good Shabbos. That's why you need two Shabbosos. Omer Reb Yossi, Yehei Chelki Mi'oich L'Shol Shudus B'Shabbos. I wish my portion should be, my portion Olam Haba should be amongst those that eat Shol Shudus and Shabbos. Omer Reb Yossi, so like the Mashal explains, all these things that Reb Yossi is going to say were things that were weak, people became weak in those times, and this is the way he wanted to inspire them to accept this again. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Yechelki Mehagaymer Hal B'Kol Yoyim. I should be, my portion should be with those that say Hal every day. Amy, ask the Gemara, is that correct? V'amamar Hakoyla Hal B'Kol Yoyim. If somebody says Hal every day, Hareza Mechara from Megadeh. It's considered like he's belittling Hashem. Ki Karmina answered the Gemara, what does it mean? B'Psuka de Zimra. So why aren't you supposed to say Hal every day? So Rashi says, because he's just turning Hallel into a song. And Hallel isn't just a song. Hallel is something special. The Meshech Chochmah explains like this. The Meshech Chochmah says that a person who says Hallel, what's he saying? What does Hallel refer to? Hallel refers to the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So the person says, the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, that I'm thanking him for. But the Teva, the day-to-day, that he doesn't see the greatness of Hashem. Hareza Mecharev Megadev, that is belittling Hashem. Because in the Teva, in what happens every day, there are tremendous Nisim. And that's perhaps Pshana Rashi. Rashi says, Psuka de Zimra, which, so Rashi says, Shnei Mizmorim Hal Shalalulim, two of the Kapitlech of Psuka de Zimra, Halos Hashem, and Halos Kel B'Kotshon. So, the Mefarshim asking Rashi, Psuka de Zimra is a lot more than just those two paragraphs. We know that it goes from Haidu to Yishtabach, Baruch Sh'omah to Yishtabach, not just these two kapitlech, but according to the Meshech Chochma, it's very nice. Because those two kapitlech speak about thanking Hashem for the Teva, for the mountains and for the seas, for the things that we see on a day-to-day basis. That's what we're telling the person. Don't just thank Hashem for the Nisan. Thank Hashem for what, for the Teva, for the nature, for what we see every day. The Shem Tzoran Baalocha says another nice pshat. Hallel is thanking Hashem for the past. Kol Oyma Hallel B'Chol Yoyim. If somebody says Hallel every day, Hareza Mecharef Megadef, he's only thanking Hashem for the past. A person, a Jew, is not only supposed to thank Hashem for the past. He's supposed to ask Hashem, he's supposed to daven also for the future. Om Rabbi Yossi, Yechalkim Mishpalim Adum Nechama. I should have a chalik with those who daven by the redness of the sun, which means early in the morning by the nates when the sun comes up and it's still red, and the Gemara Bava Basra says that's where, cause the sun is passing the rose gardens in Gan Eden, and in the evening when the sun is going down because it's red from the fire of Gehenna. Davening at such a time brings a person to tshuva. Amrav Chiber Abba Amrav Yochanan. Mitzvah l'spalam dumdum echama. It's a mitzvah to daven when the sun is red. Amrav Rav Zeir Maikra Yerucham Shemesh. May we fear Hashem with the shining of the sun when the sun is red. Lufnei Yerech Dar Darim. And before the moon, this should be due for all generations. Amrav Yosi Chalki Meisi B'Cholamayim. I should have my portion from those that dies from stomach ailments. Damamar, Ruben shall tzaddikim meisim b'chayli ma'ayim. Tzaddikim die from stomach diseases. So Rashi says, since this is a particularly difficult disease, that's how they have kapora on their averus. Tosfos says that by having these stomach diseases, their body gets cleaned out and they die in a pure state. It should be my portion to die from those that die while they're doing a mitzvah. So the Masha asks, we know that shluchei mitzvah ain't in the zukin, that while somebody's doing a mitzvah, he doesn't get into danger. So how could a shlich mitzvah die? So he says, the pshat in shluchei mitzvah ain't in the zukin means that while he's doing the mitzvah, in the act of the mitzvah, nothing bad would happen to him. But that doesn't mean while he's doing the mitzvah, that if his death is not related to the mitzvah, something won't happen to him. V'am Rav Yosi, Yechalki machnis Shabbos b'Tveria, I should have a share from those that bring when Shabbos starts in Tveria, or Maitzir Shabbos b'Tzipari, and end Shabbos in Tzipari. So the way Rashi explains, so Tveria was in a valley, and they didn't have clocks and watches in those times, so it got dark early, and they thought it was already Shabbos. On the other hand, Tzipori was on a hill, so it got dark later. He says, I want to make Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. Others say Tzipori and Tveria were really right next to each other. Just the minig in Tveria was to make Shabbos early. The minig in Tzipori was to end Shabbos late. And he used to start Shabbos off in Tveria, so he could be with those that started Shabbos early, and then quickly during Shabbos go over to Tzipori and end Shabbos with them when they ended Shabbos late. Vamra Reb Yosi, Yechalkim Mashir Beis Medrash, I should be among those that make sure that Talmidim are sitting down to learn, Vlem Amidah Beis Medrash, not from those that say the time to learn is over. I should have a portion with those that collect stocker, not that distribute it. Because the Mefarshim explained, you end up giving the wrong person too much, or another person too little. It should be my portion among those who are suspected that did something wrong, but are not guilty. But of course, the Mashal says, it doesn't refer to a person who Dhaka did something wrong. Amar Papa, Lidi Cheshnabi, I was suspected of something, but I didn't do anything wrong. Amar Yosi, Chamish Be'ilus Be'alti, I performed 5 marital acts, Natati Chamisha Rosam Be'Yisrael, and I had 5 great sons who were like cedars. Amar Ninan, who were they? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chalefta Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Tilus Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi. Frek asked the Gemara Ve'ik Vadimus, he had a son Vadimus, and says the Gemara, Haina Vadimus, Haina Menachem. Vadimus and Menachem are one and the same. Vamai Karle Vadimus, why was he called Vadimus? Shapon of Daimavarit, his face looked like a rose, he had a rosy complexion. Asked the Gemara, Laremer, Rabbi Yosi, Mitzvah Oina Lakim, he did not have relations with his wife. It's a mitzvah for a husband to have relations with his wife. On 5 occasions I had relations with my wife and I repeated them. And the Gemara says if somebody wants to have sons, he should repeat the marital act and like that he'll have sons. I never called my wife my wife. Or my shari. Or my axe my axe. I called my wife my house, Ulishare, I call my axe sod in my field. So the Mefarshim explained, if you want somebody to work well and treat you right, you have to treat him right. He wanted to show his wife how important she was to him, so he always said to his wife, Basie, you are my home, you're the main part of our home, and that's how they had a wonderful relationship. I never looked at my Mila, my Aver that I have the Mila on. Any,
Asked the Gemara, "V'amalei leRebbe?" They said to Rebbe, "My tamei kolucha Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Why are you called Rabbeinu Hakadosh? Amalei, why do you have this title of Kadosh?" So he said, "Me'yamalei nistakalti b'mila shali. I never looked at my mila. Now, if Rabbi Yossi also had this mila, so Rabbi Yossi mida characteristic, he should have been called Kadosh." Says the Gemara, "But Rebbe milsach ritavbe. Rebbe had another habit." He never put his hand below his belt. That's why he was called Kaddish. In my days, the beams of my house never saw the seams of my tunic. That means he was very careful. He was very sneistic. When he got dressed and undressed, he should always do it under the covers. I never disobeyed what my colleagues told me. I know that I'm not a kohen. However, if my colleagues tell me, go up to the duchen and say brichas kahanim, ani oilei would go up. Which is, as Tosfos points out, what's the problem? There's two problems. One problem is that he's going to make a bracha of atola. Another problem is that somebody who's not a kohen is not supposed to duchen. So as far as somebody who's not a kohen not duchening, most mefarshim explain that that is only relevant if in the Beis Hamikdash, where they said the Shem Hashem of 42 letters. As far as the bracha, he didn't make the bracha, he just stood there with the other kahanim. Another pshat, I saw two other pshatim. The Torah Tumima says that this has nothing to do with duchening. This has to do with saying a speech. I never went up to say a speech. I never felt myself worthy unless my chaverim told me to. Another pshat is that really Rabbi Yossi was a kohen, and he still did not want to go up to duchen unless his chaverim told him to. Why? Because in order to duchen, in order for a kohen to be worthy of duchening, he has to be a person who is a oyev Yisrael, somebody who loves Klal Yisrael. That's why in the bracha of duchening we say, Rabbi Yossi did not feel himself worthy of being an Oyev Yisrael until his chaverim told him, his colleagues told him to go up. That's why duchening is the one mitzvah that a person doesn't do until he's told to go up. We call up kohanim, because a kohen who just is a kohen is not enough. He has to be Oyev Yisrael. We have to tell him, you go up to duchen. And that's how the Mefarshim explain a pasuk. It says, "Umaki tzedek melech shalein, so the question is, if we're describing Malki Tzedek, we should have said Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim. For who Koyin Lekel Elyon? He was a Melech and a Koyin. Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin, took out food. Why do we insert Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin in the middle? So the first one says Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim. Malki Tzedek was the Melech of Yerushalayim. Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin, he was a person that gave tzedakah. Since he had the smidah of giving tzedakah, of loving other Jews, he's the person who's worthy being called a kohen. Vam Rabbi Yossi, yomer lo ma'ati dover, I never said anything, v'chazati l'charei, and I had to change my mind when I was confronted about the person who spoke about me. So the way the Chavetz Chaim explains Rabbi Yossi felt that if you could, that you could speak about another person, even something not positive, as long as you would not be embarrassed to say it to the person alone. The Chavetz Chaim himself disagrees, and he says that too is considered Lashon Hara, even if you would not be troubled to say it to the person you're speaking about. Other Mefarshim say, usually if somebody's going to say something about somebody else, doesn't want somebody to hear, so he looks around. Is that person listening? Is that person nearby? I never had to say something. I had to look around. Is he listening? Is he watching? I was always comfortable to say in what I was saying, because I knew what I was saying was the right thing.